immediately fell headlong and prostrate, saying, "Begone, old man. What is this search after that Muhammad by whom we are deposed? By him we are overthrown
and..." Translation. I do not understand what you say. It happens that a fellow, an old man, right, with a stick, is bringing Halima to all these stone idols, right? Then he is talking to the big stone idol. When he brings the name of Muhammad, these pieces of stone, they bow and they start to talk. So remember, you're in the space of a story. It's not really happened over there. Imagine that. All these pieces of stone say, "Oh, don't talk about that Muhammad, because he will ruin us." Yes?
When he said Muhammad, all those idols immediately fell headlong and prostrate, saying, "Begone, O old man. What is this search after that Muhammad by whom we are deposed? By him we are overthrown and reduced to a collection of stones. By him we are made unsaleable and valueless. Those phantoms which the followers of vain opinion used to see from us at times during the Fatra will disappear now that his royal court has arrived."
You're still reading. What does that mean? Those phantoms what? First of all, are not those phantoms. Those imaginations. And these are the fake imaginations. You say khiyalat. Those imaginations that they observed from us, it was the time of fitrat. What it means, fitrat? Time of fitrat. This is Arabic word for a waste period of time between the good stuff. Good stuff is not here and it will appear in between. That's fitrat, means the time which is being wasted somehow. It's not being used. This is the distance, actually, between you and the goal, right? This is the time. Means the waste time. They will say everything that they saw from us, all the magic of us, is in that time, which is not the time of enlightenment and the good stuff happening. Yes?
"Will disappear now that his royal court has arrived. The water is come and has torn up the ablution with sand."
Do you remember that? Or you should? Because one of the major stuff in Islamic ceremonies is the prayer. And for the prayer, first you have to wash yourself, right? But when I bring this law, what will happen? That silly fellow, "When I'm in the desert and there is no water, what should I do?" I will get dirt. Clean yourself with the dirt. Means if you are in that situation, you are so filthy that even dirt is cleaner than you. So what? Go and do it. But I accept it. Means God is so kind that we'll accept it. When we say do something, means try to do that stuff. So even if there is no water, God will accept it. But if there is water and you're doing it, you're just stupid. It doesn't count. Here, this is what he brings in. He will say, when the water came, and with water we mean what?
No.
The wisdom. And with the dirt we mean what? This earthly existence, the animal, right? Okay.
"Get thee far off, O old man. Do not kindle mischief. Hark, do not burn us with Ahmed's jealousy. Get you far off for God's sake, O old man, lest you be burnt by the fire of foreordainment. What squeezing of the dragon's tail is this? Do you know at all what the announcement is?
Suddenly, dragon is here. Do you remember the Satan, and we were talking about it, and the dragon, which is the that stick of the Moses, when you let it, it becomes a dragon that will eat all the serpents, which are the logical stuff, or the brain is that stuff. Here, we would say, you are pressing the tail of that dragon. This is what you are doing when you are taking. You are trying to have the assistance of the idols to find your lost child. Remember? Yes?
At this news, the heart of sea and mine will surge. At this news, the seven heavens will tremble. When the old man heard these words from the stones, the ancient old man let his staff drop. Then, from tremor and fear and dread caused by that proclamation, the old man was striking his teeth together. Even as a naked man in winter, he was shuddering and saying, "O destruction!" When she saw the old man in such a state, in consequence of that marvel, the woman lost deliberation.
What happened? Okay, all these pieces of stone, they talked. Okay. And they said, "Get out of here, because we cannot handle Muhammad. Muhammad will ruin us," and all of that. What happened to the old man? First of all, the old man lost his reasoning. He will drop the stick. Then he starts to shiver like someone in the winter time is shivering. Then what happened? Now let's go back to our Halime. Halime, okay, she lost that baby. Then somebody promised. Somebody took her over there and she saw all of this. Now what? If you were Halime, what would you do? This is what bewilderment is about. This is when Halima becomes bewildered. She said, "Oh, you old man, although I am in a bad situation, but I'm bewildered, in bewildered, in bewildered." Three times bewilderment, although I am the one with the trouble, but I'm bewildered with what I saw. Yes. This is bewilderment. This is what you are reading. The highlight. Yes.
She said, "O old man, though I am in affliction, I am in a manifold bewilderment. At one moment the wind is making a speech to me. At another moment, the stones are schooling me. The wind addresses me with articulate words. The stones and mountains give me intelligence of things. Once they of the invisible carried off my child, they of the invisible, the green-winged ones of heaven. Of whom shall I complain? To whom shall I tell this complaint? I am become crazy and in 100 minds. His jealousy has closed my lips to unfold the mystery. I say this much, that my child is lost."
Yeah, this is bewilderment. Rumi somehow explained what is bewilderment. Bewilderment is when you see that the statues, pieces of stone will talk. Yes. This is what it is. You get information from everywhere. And you lost something, you don't know why. Just because of some of these sounds, something like this. Then you will accept any solution of an old fellow with a stick. then you see all of this. Now what? You will understand it's not only you. Look at the old man. What is bewilderment? Bewilderment is this, that a period of time which is sa'at. Sa'at means hour, but in Rumi's time is not really this hour. It means time. In a period of time, the wind will talk to me. In another period of time, and he repeats this period of time, why? Do you remember the subject we started today? Doing something in a wrong time. Do you remember? Is that for everything there is a right time? Doing it in a wrong time, you will ruin it. Here he will say, let me talk about the time. In a period of time, the wind will narrate to me. In another period of time, the stone will explain the literature to me. Then the wind will give my species a lot of musicalities, and that piece of stone will make me understand the stuff in the globe. Which was what? This is the explanation of a logical fellow. Logical fellow every moment is listening to something, learning from something. Yes, the wind information just drops by to give you the words to say, to talk, and all of this, the logical stuff. Then sometimes the invisible ones will steal my baby. The good fellows who are green and they're flying in the sky, they steal my baby. Then what? Should I nag? Good people stole my baby. Could I complain? What should I do? To whom could I break my suggestions and all of that? I'm becoming crazy because I have 100 hearts. Means my feeling, my emotion is scattered all around. Look at it. And all of this is the last verse. His jealousy. Rubbish. Honest. Because Rumi, in book 1 and 2, repeated this, explained this word. The word is qayrat. And I told you, qayrat to an Iranian now is that I go other places to find the girls and chat and stuff. When I come back in, if some boys are here to chat with the girls in my neighborhood, I will kick their ass because these are my group here. And it's mainly the stupid male fellow who is protecting the females of my neighborhood and stuff like that. A lot of rubbishes like that could be explained by this word. But the real meaning of word, Rumi explained it. He said, غیرت غیرتان باشد که آن غیر هم است. غیرت means difference. And difference, with this غیرت, it means exceptional, which looks like no one, is different from everyone. This is غیرت. Then later he said, غیرت belongs to Haq. Because the only one we know that he is unique is Haq. So that's what qayrat is. Here he's using that word again. That qayrat is zipping my lips to talk about the invisible stuff. Means what? Means that invisible stuff, I said, this invisible fellow, they stole my baby. I cannot say they are bad, they are good people. And they are that different that I have to zip it. The only thing I could say is that I lost my baby. That's it. I could not be the judge. I could not explain it. I could not understand it. Do you remember what I'm talking about? bewilderment, hayrat,